city officials heard about an investigation that College Station Police Department was undergoing at the end of last week. And at that time, you know, they had limited information that they got from CSPD. They received enough information on Monday of this week, the 18th, to terminate Kathleen Dill's employment with the City of Bryan. And she was a City of Bryan employee, even though she worked at Ringer Library, because all library system employees are City of Bryan employees. That's just part of the intergovernmental agreement that we have in between the cities of Bryan and College Station for the library services. So the City of Bryan is the one who handles all the librarian services and is the one that terminated her employment on Monday the 18th.
How long had Ms. Dill been the manager at that library?
She had been the manager at the Ringer Library since 1997, June of 97. She had been employed with the library system with the City of Bryan since 1990, May of 1990. So she was on her 20th year, almost 21 years with the City of Bryan and with the library system. She started, for the first 7 years, she was a youth services librarian at the Bryan Public Library and then was promoted to the College Station branch librarian there at Ringer in June of 97.
And she's accused of doing what?
I personally don't know much about that. From what I understand, there are allegations of theft. And beyond that, the College Station Police Department's investigation, and I imagine we'll learn more whenever their investigation has concluded.
So the reason for her termination would be?
The city officials learned enough on Monday that from College Station Police Department, even though they haven't proceeded with an arrest or anything of that sort, but they learned enough on Monday to terminate her employment.
Is there an interim manager now for the Ringer Library?
I don't think they named an interim. I do know that our library system director, Larry Kinniger, will be at Ringer Library for an undetermined amount of time into the future just to make sure everything goes smoothly with the absence of a branch librarian, and he'll go proceed from there.
Anything else that listeners want to know about library operations in general or what's happening at Ringler specifically?
I think the incident that occurred is a something that folks don't need to worry about when it comes to the library system. It's obviously an isolated incident, and I know Larry Kinniger and his folks are committed to providing top-notch library services for the entire community, Bryan and College Station. The library system is a great example of the two cities working together for the betterment of everyone that lives in Bryan and College Station, and they'll look forward to continue doing that for everyone well into the future.